On behalf of the Soames PTO, we'd like to say thank you to all of you. Thank you for the amazing outpouring of support you've offered to our school. Thank you for your generosity, for the many offers of assistance, for your kind and caring gestures, and thank you for coming tonight to be together. We're grateful for the chance to gather as a community, to offer support to our wonderful school, for our amazing faculty and staff, and to offer support to one another. I'd like to recognize David Perlman. He's providing our music this evening. He's a longstanding Barrington resident and an educator in the area. And I'd like to introduce Reverend Patrick Green, who is a Barrington resident, a local pastor, and a Soames parent. Reverend Green will be providing some remarks this evening about our community and also about our gathering this evening.
Thank you, Heather. As you just heard, my name is Patrick Green. I'm the rector at St. John's Church here in town. But more importantly, I'm the dad of two students here at Soames, Jackson and Hazel. I also grew up in Barrington. We moved here when I was 2 years old. And of the still standing public schools, I've attended everyone except for Soames. I remember when we moved back to town, my sister, whose kids were in Soames at the time, talking about how special Soames was, and I sort of wrote off what she said, not because I thought badly about this school, but having come through every other school in town, I knew just how wonderful of a school system we have and how great all of our schools are. But then just over 2 years ago, my son Jackson began kindergarten here, and I quickly realized that there is something special about Soames. And that, yes, Paul. And that is in large part due to the care and dedication, the gentleness and love that all of you show to our children, to our families. So thank you all for that. In just a few moments, we're going to light one candle up here, and it won't seem that bright. But then we'll start to share the flame from that candle. And as that flame spreads and grows, all of us gathered here will be illuminated by that light. In my tradition, we talk about light and darkness a lot. And one of the things that we hear is that no matter how dark it is, darkness can never overcome the light. Even the tiniest flame dispels the darkness around it. And as it grows and spreads, it overcomes that darkness. And that's why we're here tonight, to stand together, to remind ourselves, to remind one another that no matter how dark it might seem, it will never overcome the light of this community. No matter how dark it might seem, we are never alone. We're here in deep gratitude for all of you and for everything you've done to build this community, to form this community, and to let this light continue to shine, and say to each and every one of you that we are here with you and for you. And thank you once again for everything.
Yeah. the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. The sky that we look upon should crumble and fall, and the mountains crumble to the sea. I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, honey, stand by me. Oh, oh, stand by me. Hold my hand, stand by me. Just hold each other closer, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand.
Now take a moment of silence.
The three of us represent the tens and thousands of parents over the years whose families are so grateful for Soham School. It's a privilege to have our children here and to attend a school like this, not just because of its small size, but the community that you're instantly a part of from the day your child is enrolled. From the teachers to the support staff to Jim Callahan, there is no school with greater culture or climate than Soham's. It's difficult to put into words what makes Soham so special, but the outpouring of support this week speaks for itself. It's the people in the building who make it what it is. The Soham staff has had an important role in helping us raise our kids. We brought them here as kindergartners, and they've helped develop them into confident and well-prepared third graders. We have seen the staff continuously pivot throughout the pandemic from virtual learning to hybrid learning, school shutdowns, and through it all, they've helped our children thrive.
There are certain things that, as a parent, you know will happen while you're here at SOAMS. Jim Callahan and other teachers will greet your child every morning, no matter what the weather is, with a smile on his face. Lori and Kara will call you to tell you you forgot to pack your child a lunch, but they're going to feed them anyway. Your teachers will answer your emails, they'll take your calls, listen to your concerns, celebrate your child's successes, and make sure they turn into the good citizens that we all want them to be. The staff will listen to your kids and all of their stories, even the ones you wish they didn't repeat. And finally, as us SOAMS parents know, no one messes with Jim Callahan in the drop-off line. In the last several years, and especially the last 3 months, the losses for the SOAM community have been so great. But the teachers and the staff have been here for us through the most difficult times, and in return, our community will always be here for them. Our love and respect for our teachers has only grown, and this community is committed to them in every way. Just look at the beautiful signs. The sheer number of posters the kids and families created this week and all of the people who are here tonight. We hope you feel that love every day when you walk through these doors. Thank you for coming out and in supporting the school tonight.